Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Ulysses S. Grant is usually characterized as a plotting general of no particular talent who simply threw superior numbers of soldiers at the enemy until he overwhelmed it. A new book called A Victor, Not a Butcher, Ulysses S. Grant's Overlooked Military Genius, by Edward Burkamper, makes a convincing case that Grant was an authentic military genius. The carelessly dressed, cigar-chomping, heavy-drinking Grant was not a very romantic figure, but he was a tremendously skillful fighter who achieved tactically brilliant victories at Shiloh, Vicksburg, Appomattox, and other places while losing usually fewer soldiers or a smaller percent of soldiers than his opponent. This is all the more remarkable because Grant was usually the attacker. Ulysses S. Grant is a fascinating figure because of the contrast between his awe-inspiring success as a fighting general and his utter failure at everything he tried in the years before the Civil War. He lurched from job to job, bedeviled by a drinking problem, and was the last person one would expect to become one of the greatest generals in American history. But Grant had talents that were tailor-made for military leadership. He was an outstanding horseman. He could memorize maps at a glance and integrate their information into the actual topography of the battlefield. He showed a chess master's skill at troop deployment. His written orders were models of clarity. He concisely spelled out his ideas even in the most intense moments of battle. He was an efficient executive, trusting his shrewdly chosen lieutenants to carry out his orders with a minimum of interference. He was decisive and resolute, a supreme military realist. It is difficult to see how the North could have won the Civil War without Ulysses S. Grant. He was truly a man who changed the course of history. The name of this new book is A Victor, Not a Butcher, Ulysses S. Grant's Overlooked Military Genius, by Edward Burkamper.
This has been a Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe history textbooks should tell what's great about America and the heroes who built our country? Or should students only be taught what's wrong with America? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for more on the battle over history textbooks. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he wants to live forever, or at least die trying, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Terry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and today we are bringing this program to you live and direct from the beautiful studios in downtown Sturgis. Sturgis, South Dakota, KBHB, standing by, sitting by, is a friend that I have known for at least 10 or 15 minutes, Gary Matthews, who is program director. Gary, say hi to our listeners.
Well, thanks, Jerry, for having me sit next to you. It's an honor to have you here in beautiful downtown Sturgis, South Dakota.
I almost said beautiful downtown Burbank. I heard that someplace before.
I was going to say, where'd you hear that from?
See, that was before you came. You don't even remember that, do you?
I don't even remember that, no.
See, that was on, was it Laugh In that used to have the little guy that always did the radio announcement?
That's right. Now I know what you're talking about.
Sure. You were a little bitty fella back in those days.
Probably still in my soiled diapers, probably.
Anyway, we are here. We're going to visit with the folks today down on the street. But the main street, I guess that's the main street, isn't it? What do you call what's the street we're going to be on where the Bulls are?
It'll be on Lazelle Street.
Lazelle.
Just at the community center.
It's Lazelle Street, and they have turned it into a stockyards, literally. Set up pens. I haven't been down there yet this morning. I guess the cattle are just now coming in.
Yep, all in front, yep.
But anyway, I have a beautiful, and they did it in my colors. I do everything in brown because my name's Brownfield. And it's the 7th annual Key City Pen of Three and Home of Ag Show featuring top yearling bulls in Derry Brownfield. So I figure I'm right in there with those top yearlings.
You should be. You should fit right in there.
And there's a picture of me in the upper right-hand corner and a picture of a Hereford bull in the lower left-hand corner. And at least I got top billing in this thing.
I was just going to say, at least they put you on top.
Yeah. Now, let's go on here just a little bit. We're supposed to have someone from the Sturgis, Chamber of Commerce come in here and talk to us about this, but they haven't shown just as of yet. But anyway, yearling bulls are on display from 10 o'clock in the morning to 4 this afternoon, and
correct,
we've gained an hour, or lost an hour coming this way. So anyhow, the Home and Ag Show is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., community feed, and I understand they're going to feed everybody for free.
That's what I understand.
Okay, that's going to take place in the gym from 11 until 1, and then no Dirk Brownfield going to speak.
What's that guy anyway?
I don't know. He's kind of a rebel, they tell me. But once in a while, he gets something right.
That's right.
And I'll be on the program at the theater, live and direct. People can, and there's no charge to this. Here comes someone from the Chamber of Commerce.
Why, it's Jennifer.
Beautiful young lady walked in our door. Did not when she came
didn't
in. She just acted like
just
she owned the place. But we're stealing your thunder, Jennifer. We're talking about the program today, and anyhow, everything is free. Is that right?
Absolutely. Everything's free today. to anybody who wants to come down and look at the bulls and the Home and Ag Show. And we have that community feed also. And then, of course, we kind of finish the day with a shake, rattle, and roll.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, on this community feed, they're going to serve beef, I would assume.
They'll have beef there.
And it's been imported from Australia, is that right?
No. It hasn't. Where do you think?
I'll bet some of those cattle were slaughtered right here in Sturgis. Is that right?
South Dakota,
you bet.
You bet.
Anyhow, what do we want to tell your listeners?
Well, we just want to invite everybody. This year we ended up with 39 pens of bulls, and most of them are yearling bulls. And we have quite a bit of color this year. We have some Herefords. We have some Angus. And we just have quite a bit of color. We actually have a...
Angus aren't colored.
We have some red. We have some black. Come on, work with me here, Derry.
I'm trying to help you. We help folks from down in Missouri. You know, we don't help them. We help them.
And actually, we got people coming from a 5-state region. We got a producer from Minnesota, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and South Dakota.
And by the way, KBHB is heard in all of these states.
Correct.
Yes, we are.
So, hey, we love these folks here at the station, and Gary Matthews is our program director, and he's really been helpful to me this morning. I got up late, and I didn't wake up until what I would normally be in the studio, but Jeff gave... Gary, a call. I have a lot of information, so we're going to have. I told my wife she's with me, and I said, "Hey, this is one of those days we wouldn't even have to take callers." But the nicest thing about this today is the people in this 5-state area, which is South Dakota, Wyoming, North Dakota, Nebraska, and Montana, can call in and talk on this particular show today. So we're urging our local listeners, by local we're talking about in 5 states here, to give us a call because they can't normally call because we are normally delayed. But today we are live and direct, we will be down on the streets just a little bit later today.
Actually, that'll be down at the community center, which is located on Lazelle Street. And everything's in one location this year, which is hopefully a little bit handier for everybody. We have the bulls out. You can see them right as you drive by Lazelle, so it's pretty cool looking to see that kind of a setup in front of the community center. We got a number of pens down there already, and the producers are pulling in with their pickups and trailers and getting unloaded, and we're getting ready to roll.
Now, the way I understand it, these bulls are for sale.
They are. We are not actually conducting a sale today, but what this is a non-competitive atmosphere for all producers, and it's also a place where prospective buyers can come and look before the actual sale day.
Oh, so you do have another bull sale day here?
These are all their individual sales. Like, for example, I know Miller Angus and Deep Creek Angus, they're having their sale next Tuesday in the Phillip Livestock Auction. Okay, but what they're doing is some of the prospective buyers can come take a look. Okay, now what they do is they're bringing all the pens are bringing a wide variety of bulls. Some of them are they're top, some are in the middle, and you know, they got a high range of everything. You know, from high to low to mid range.
Okay, I just heard a little kableep to bleep in my ear, which tells us that we're going to take a commercial break.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Well, we haven't gone any place. I am in Sturgis, South Dakota, and we are covering this program today. As I mentioned earlier, and I'll mention it very quickly again, I am featured here on this beautiful, beautiful brown colored fold over here, the 7th annual Key City Pen of Three. What's Key City mean?
Key City is actually Sturgis is recognized as the key city because it takes you have to go through Sturgis to get north, south, east, and west.
You know, I guess you
on
do,
the
don't
interstate.
You?
Yep, up to the Highway 79 and down south to Deadwood. So you got to go right through this town to get anywhere.
Okay. So we're at the 7th annual Key City Pen of Three and Home of Ag Show featuring top yearling bulls in Derry Brownfield.
Correct.
And I've had a lot of comments concerning that.
Thank you. Well, which one is Brownfield?
I said, the one with the hat. You can tell. Anyway, we were talking about purchasing these bulls. If anybody is interested in purchasing bulls, they can be purchased there at those pens today. But that's really not the purpose of the bull show.
Yeah, I think that actually is between the buyer and the seller. If they feel as though they want to do something like that, you know, that's up to them. We have no restrictions that way.
It's more or less just to advertise the herd.
Exactly. It's a show at this point.
Right. And now, are there judges or anything of that nature? No.
No judges. What we do is, like I said, it's just non-competitive. We want to help the producers showcase their product. And this is just one of their products. I mean, they have, you know, all their other livestock at home and things, but this is a key part of their, their production line. And we want to help them advertise.
Right.
And we want to help them advertise to a number of people, a number of prospective buyers in and around the Sturgis area.
You know, I know this area a little bit better than probably most people would give me credit for, because I have a good friend at Spearfish. Spearfish is just, what, 15, 20 miles down the road.
Yep.
And I found him floating down the Missouri River in a birch canoe. Believe it or not, he and three of his buddies took two birch canoes. Are you familiar with this, Gary? I've had Will on the air. We talked about this at the time. He came into the studio and we did a program about it. But he's quite an instigator, and he took these two birch canoes and put them in the Missouri River up in Montana, where the headwater began. And when we come back after the commercial, I'll tell you how I found him in the Big Muddy at Boonville, Missouri. We'll take another break. We'll be right back. By the way, our number is the same as it always is, 573-893-8255. Your calls are welcome.
Actually, Derry, the number is 1-800-973-3779. 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Before we go to our phones and we are getting calls, and we ask again that our local people in this area give us a call. Our number, I gave the number to call Beth rather than to call the studio. Our number to call today is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome, particularly from this five-state area here that listens to KDHB. I was going to tell you very quickly about how I knew, and we have some calls coming in, how I knew as much about this country as I did, because Will Lantis had floated the Mississippi River all the way from Montana to St. Louis, or to St. Charles. The what? Did I say Mississippi? I'm having a difficult time today keeping things straight. But anyway, it's because my wife's along and we have a beautiful lady in the studio. And, you know, it confuses the issue. But anywho, a year later, Will called me and said, come out. He said, we're going to start gathering cattle Monday. And that was on a Friday afternoon. And I drove out here, brought my saddle along, and I rode in the Black Hills on his property for couple days, and then I've been out here to the South Dakota cattle growers a year ago or something, and then I spent all day yesterday riding over territory looking at ranch land, what ranches are selling for, how they water, how they don't water. And anyhow, it's been fun, but let's go to the telephones. Anna in Whitewood, South Dakota. Hi, you're on the air, Anna.
Hi, Gary. Do you know about the South Dakota Certified Beef Program? It's our governor's initiative. I'd just like to know what your opinion is, if you have one.
I don't have an opinion because I don't know enough about it, Anna.
Will you find out about it and tell us, South Dakotans, what you honestly think about it? And then my other question is...
Before we go further, what do you think about it?
I don't know. I'm just wondering if it'll be profitable for us. I mean, it's always the bottom line, too. You know, you got to think about that, right?
Absolutely. I don't know how they're going to handle the program. I have no idea. Is it going to be on a grid basis? Or
exactly.
How are they going to slaughter the cattle? You know, there's a lot of things involved. There's one thing that people that do get involved in these programs need to understand, and that is when you get paid for the right kind of production. You know, they say, "Oh, you don't have the right kind of cattle." When you get the cattle that they want, they're going to pay a premium, right? The only way they can pay a premium is to discount the rest of them, and when their premiums are greater than their discounts, they're losing money. So they've got to do more discounting than they do premium paying. And personally, I don't want to sell cattle that doesn't have a hide-covered carcass and its heart still beating. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm not into... We used to, back years and years and years ago, when they first came out with these kind of grid programs and all, they called it grade and yield. And we used to call it grade and steel. So I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I would like to know. I know in Oregon they have the Oregon Trail beef. Several states have this kind of program, and it depends upon who you talk to whether they like it or not. But I don't know. But we'll look into it. What's your other question, Anna?
Well, our South Dakota legislature, they had this idea to put in this legislation that if the beef checkoff is canceled, or I should say, if the Supreme Court rules it unconstitutional, that they would have this law go in effect that we would have like our own South Dakota beef checkoff. Now, the point is I think most of the stock growers are, they just want to have a vote. I mean, it's the American way. No taxation without representation, right?
Well, it's supposed to be that way with the NCBA, the American National Cattlemen's Beef Association. But the NCBA would rather get involved with the packers and see the packers run NCBA today.
Mm-hmm.
So, if first of all, the beef checkoff has been declared unconstitutional already. It's made it all the way to the Supreme Court now. If it is declared unconstitutional, then that checkoff dollars would have to quit checking off this dollar. Now, I don't think there's a cattleman out there that's worried about that dollar a head. I mean, the way you lose money or make money, a dollar a head's not going to break you or make you rich, either way.
Yeah.
What they don't like about it is, hey, they just do things that actually hurt the local producers. And this beef board thing, and I don't know a thing about your South Dakota deal. I have no idea. But I think that if you pass this South Dakota beef checkoff, you're going to have the same people running it that's running the NCBA now. And to me, that would be a terrible thing to happen. But I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for your opinion.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Jeff, do we have any other callers at the present time?
No, we don't, Derek. About a minute left before the break.
About a what?
I say about 30 seconds before the break.
Oh,
there's
my little 30-second ding-a-ling came on.
You can hear it.
Okay, now, your calls are welcome. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Got it right this time. Give us a call. Your calls are welcome. Stay tuned.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com.
Smart growth, sustainable development, and planning and zoning. Do you and your friends and family understand what these words really mean? Get the video, Not So Smart Growth. Filmmaker Timothy Smith documents how property rights are being destroyed by the plan, Vision 2020, and the approved land use plan. This is the plan being used to restrict you from making private land use decisions and moving people off the land into sustainable communities. Not So Smart Growth recorded events as they unfolded in South Carolina, but this is the same plan being used all across the country, yes, even where you live. Get the video, Not So Smart Growth, and show it to everyone you know. This will wake people up to what is really going on in America and how serious this issue is. To order Not So Smart Growth, send $17. Check cash or money order to Smart Growth Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for a free sample. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. And the man who asks, if no one buys a ticket to a movie, does the movie still play? Derry Brownfield.
Hey, we have returned. We were talking. We got a call from Anna in Whitewood a while ago, and she was asking about the South Dakota beef checkoff thing. They're afraid meaning the beef board, is afraid that it's unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court's going to call it unconstitutional. So in South Dakota, they're trying to pass legislation to do this on a state level. And I made the comment, I'm afraid it's going to be the same people running the same thing if you do it, whether you do it on a state level or whether you do it on a national level. And Gary, you had a little information. Give that to our listeners.
Yeah, we've been following it kind of close here in the news department. It's been a pretty big story for a lot of the farmers and ranchers out here in the five-state region, well, mainly South Dakota, because right now it was just a South Dakota bill. So it affected South Dakota only, but it did hit. It was either the House or the Senate floor on Monday. And those in opposition to it were in peer heartily, I should say. The farmers and ranchers really came together, those that were against it, to testify against it on Monday at the state legislature, and the bill did die just because there were too many organizations with too many problems with it, more than there was supporters who couldn't find anything wrong with it.
Bills never die.
And Bills
no,
never die. They'll come back.
They're like a cat. They have nine lives.
But for the first attempt, it did go down on Monday. But like you said, that's definitely not the end of it. But what they were looking for was to set up a state beef checkoff in case the national one did get declared unconstitutional. That was the idea. From what I understand from reading the bill, it wasn't mandatory. But farmers and ranchers still had to pay. And if they wanted a refund, they would, I don't know if they'd write a letter or ask for a refund and get a refund on it.
See, I remember that when the beef checkoff first became
exactly.
It was the same thing.
Exactly.
And you had to fill out a little card that you wanted your money back. And like I said, I don't think there's a rancher or a cattle producer out there that cares about that dollar a head.
Exactly.
If it was a dollar a hundred or something, it'd be different. But a dollar a head, you know, they don't know within a dollar a head what they're worth anyway.
Yep.
It's not going to make them richer. It's not going to break them. But they don't like the way that the beef checkoff has been handled and how NCBA has been using that money and getting their dictates from the packing industry, who are our mortal enemies.
There you go.
You see, you've got to have packers. Yes, you do. But you don't have to have packers that dominate the entire program. And that's what's been going on.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, hey, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go back to the telephones in Aladdin, Wyoming. Jackie, hi. You're on the air, Jackie.
Hi. First, I'd like to say thank you for coming to the Black Hills Dairy Brownfield. I'm one of your... I listen to you as often as I can, not daily, but practically. And I have a ranch that has federal land almost surrounding it.
Oh, you're an inholder.
So you can guess that I really respect your opinion and like to listen to you. It's definitely interesting. I hope that while you're here that people will try to value your opinion as much as possible, and I know that I definitely do, and hope that other people will join in and join the Paragon Foundation and anything that they can to promote the beef industry. I don't really have a question for you, just wanted to thank you and tell you that I appreciate your opinion and that you kind of watch out for the cattleman.
Well, I've been there and done that.
Yeah.
No, this is a thing, and people always, I've had a lot of people, and they have me way overestimated. They think that I know so much, and I don't. I just know what has happened to me, and I know what's happening to my friends, and I've been in the radio and the cattle business all my life, literally, all my adult life. And I know people all over the United States that are landowners that are having property problems. Now, are you running next to BLM or Forest Service?
Forest Service.
Forest Service. Do they harass you much?
No, they don't harass me, actually. They just don't take a lot of action with fences. And, you know,
well, that's harassment.
We're 100% liable for the fences, even if it's drought and neighbor's cattle are breaking through, you know. They won't come help you. They just tell you, nope, that's your deal.
They don't leave the gate open on purpose and then fine you for trespassing?
Oh, no. No, I haven't ran into that yet.
Well, you will.
I hope not.
You're one of the few because, hey, I hear this daily.
Well, you know, actually, just recently the Forest Service over here at Sundance actually just made a big effort to get along with me, and I think that they are trying to make an effort recognizing that we do have a drought and stuff. You know, they aren't all bad. They came to a fire on the ranch 2 years ago that really helped tremendously when that helicopter showed up within 15 minutes.
Okay.
You
well,
know,
hey.
I can't run them down completely. They do some good sometimes, you know. But I do know that a lot of the people that call in have terrible nightmares with them. I've heard about it, and I just am glad that there's something being done about it.
See, I work very closely with Paragon. And they take these cases where the Forest Service is literally trying to break these ranchers, run them off. I have a good friend in southwestern Colorado, and on one of his grazing permits, they've cut him from like 280 head to 57 head of cattle this year. Now, what are you going to do with those other 200-plus head of cattle? You see what I'm saying? They're trying to get these people off the land, and they're doing exactly what the greeny weenies are telling them to do. They're all in bed together with the Nature Conservancy. Yesterday, I was listening to our program yesterday, and right at the end of the show, a caller called in and said, well, they thought that was a good thing that these green organizations are trying to buy these grazing permits. Well, what they don't understand is, do you run on government ground there, Jackie?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay,
but I deal with the guys on the government grounds cattle breaking into mine because they have no grass left on the forest. That's the issue, which is a little different than what you're talking about.
Right.
And I do agree that the cattlemen and the ranchers need those forest permits. Some of my closest friends have those forest permits, and I feel really sorry for them because their forests are grazed out, and it looks like they'll probably be cut back this year, you know. And I do feel sorry for them. But during drought years, the forest has to do something.
Well, here's the thing that they're trying to do, and just like that caller said yesterday, oh, they thought that was great that these Sierra Club and them are buying these grazing permits. But the grazing permit, this caller, the way I understood her, she said, the grazing permit, they'd still have the land. No, you don't have the land. You can't get on that land. Without that grazing permit and those water rights, you're off of that land. So, and this individual said, well, it was like $100,000+. Most of these ranchers owe way more than $107,000. So if they did try to sell, it's not going to pay the bank's going to say, hey, you can't sell that for $100,000. I mean, you owe us $300,000. So it's just not going to work. But anyway, hey, I appreciate the call, Jackie. Let's go to Sturgis, Dorothy in Sturgis, South Dakota. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, I listen to your program every morning that I can. I'm going to make this short and quick. You got only an hour there, right?
Right.
Okay, somebody else can call then. So I want to tell you that when you first got on, you said there's going to be bulls in Brownfield down at Sturgis. And yeah, I could tell that you thought it was funny, too, and I did, too. It made me laugh. And then I realized you got a strong voice like a bull, and also you don't beat around the bush when you have any opinions.
I've been accused of being full of it, too.
To be what?
Full of the same stuff that bulls are.
Oh really?
Yeah, somebody said that once. I don't know.
Okay, and your program is on every morning, and so maybe after today a lot more people will listen to it, and especially ranchers. Anyway, you prove that common sense isn't dead. There were the people that called in on a program talk show and said that common sense was dead. And I answered and I said, common sense wasn't dead. I said, it's just that people don't use it. And there's a stockpile of common sense if people would use it. And we wouldn't even be alive if there was no people. If common sense was dead, because nobody would be using common sense, and we couldn't even exist. And so, anyway, take care, and I'll get off for somebody else.
Okay, Dorothy, okay. Thanks for the call.
Dorothy, if you're still there, be sure and come down to the show today. Take up the Home and Ag show and then walk through those bowls, and you might see Derry down there, too. I'm not sure.
And we'll have lunch together. I'll buy. Okay, we're going to take another break. As I'll get this telephone number right again. It's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. And then we do have a couple of news stories that I want to share with our listeners because I think it's highly important that you know these things. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite
Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Have several callers. We're going to get to you as quickly as we possibly can. I do want to bring out a news story here. Remember the other day when we had the Philly Five on the air? These are the people with Repent America that were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ at a homosexual meeting in Philadelphia, and they were arrested and jailed. Okay, for whatever that's worth, all charges have been dropped against the four Christians who were arrested in October. And they still have the little 17-year-old girl yet. She goes to court. I don't remember when she goes to court, in another week or two. But they did drop the charges, and now the Philly Five are going to turn around and sue the city of Philadelphia because the judge, and the judge's name was, she had a name, but I don't remember what it was, and I can't find it here. But anyhow, she said that the prosecution couldn't prove in any way that these people had done anything wrong at all. So anyhow, that's just good news, and I wanted to share it with you. Let's go back to the telephones. Jim in Rapid City, South Dakota. Hi, Jim. You're up next.
How you doing, Derry? I'm so proud of you. You're my hero. And I've been following this stuff for years and years, and I'll tell you what, you're the biggest breath of fresh air that's ever blown across my prairie.
Oh,
and we get a lot of wind out here, believe me.
Boy, it was windy yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it certainly was. first of all, I'd just like to welcome to South Dakota. And I tell you what, you guys are right on with this, with these meetings that they come in and they set up and they control, and they already know how to direct them in such a way to get this so-called consensus. I spent some years in education. They've done it there. They've done it in all the areas where these people want to take control and contain us. And unfortunately, it just seeps right out into the countryside, whether it be in Iowa or Montana, South Dakota, or California. I spent 5 years in California, and if people want to find out what the end result of just exactly what they're doing. Go down to Southern California and see what they do with the water and the water districts and the permits, and you can't build a house without $40,000 in fees and permits and the rest of it. You have to live in it and experience it to really know what the end result is. And I'm afraid, you know, that we might be losing it, but you know what? The salt of the earth is farmers, the ranchers, the rural community, and thank God they got guys like you out here, you know, preaching the word. That's going to hopefully do some good. The other point I just want to make, I'll make these quick, is you had a woman on there, or you do have her on there occasionally, that deals with what she refers to as the British connection. And
yeah.
I don't know her
name. Joan
Vion. I'm sorry?
Joan Vion, yes.
Okay. And I've listened to her, and she knows what she's talking about. She does, in fact, have, she doesn't have all the answers, but she's certainly on the right track. The other thing,
I think I just, would you hold through the commercial break? We'll
sure,
be right back.
Sure.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
And we have returned, and we're in the home stretch. Are you still with me, Jim?
I am, and I just got one real quick comment to make, and then I'll let somebody else on because I know the time's short. You're the Common Sense Coalition, obviously, and right along with the Common Sense goes Common Law, okay? And I sent you something in a letter and so forth in the mail. I'd appreciate it if you read it because I think you might be surprised, and it might be informative and important for you. And I say again, welcome to South Dakota. And I'll see you later today because I'm driving up to listen to you talk.
Well, that's great. Jim, before you, well, you can listen to me on the air here, too. But what I was going to comment on the comment that you made about these facilitated meetings and how we are losing our property rights and how we are losing our personal rights, for that matter. I have an interesting story, and I'll have to wait till Monday to talk about it. But I visited yesterday with a fellow that said he got an audit coming from the IRS, except it wasn't the IRS. It was a private organization, that is working for the IRS, and he'd never heard of it. I'd never heard of it, and it just happened this morning that I got this off of the internet that the IRS got a measure passed by Congress in December. It was hid in the appropriations bills that allows the IRS to hire private debt collection. And these people get 50% of what they collect. And it'll be interesting to see what happens here. But anyhow, Jim, what you were mentioning how they treat us in these facilitated meetings and how they're trying to take these rights away from us. And I said, what is so sad is people don't understand it, and you can't explain it to 99% of the American people. They don't believe you. They think you fell off the turnip truck on the way to town, and you're out there looking for black helicopters. That's the first thing they'll say. You know, you're a conspiracy idiot. You don't you think they're at they think you're after you. Well, they are. But it's just so difficult to get the rest of the world to wake up. And I say, don't listen to me. Don't believe me. Get the book. Go get on the internet and just go to the United Nations website and look up Biodiversity Treaty and print that stuff off and take it home and read it in bed at night before it quit watching the late show. Start reading this stuff. Look up the Wildlands Project. Look up Agenda 21. Start studying this stuff. And it's there in black and white. People won't do it. Hey, let's move on. Mitch in Sturgis. Hi, Mitch. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I love your show, man, and you are labeled radical around most places, but I love it anyway.
I do, too.
My thing is...
You know, George Washington was labeled a radical.
Yeah, a lot of...
And so was Jesus, so we're in good company.
Anyway, me and my brother went to go fishing up here at the lakes, and as you don't know, maybe, most of the land is owned by the federal government in one degree or another, and Homestake. And they had gates crossed, and it says, call this number if you want in, okay? All these people, I'm a poor man, all these people in Mercedes's and the Cadillacs, et cetera, were coming by and saying, why can't we get in? And I says, well, that's what the sign says. And, you know, we're just losing our rights to get in. I've seen things in these Black Hills that people will never see again. And I was just wondering, you know, how can we go about getting our rights back to this land? We pay taxes, et cetera. And, you know, maybe you could... say something about that for me.
Well, all we have to do is wake up this other 99% of the people, and it wouldn't happen. But you see, just like during this last election, I just beg people not to vote for the Democrats and the Republicans. I don't care what third party gets in there, but at least it would wake them up a little bit. You know, but, hey, we're out of time. I'm watching the clock here. We have less than 30 seconds. Jeff in Hill City, South Dakota, can you say something in about 15, 20 seconds?
Yes, sir, I can. I'd like to thank KBHP for having the guts to have you on, because I know a little bit of your news spooks them. I just hope they could get Alex Jones on there. That'd be a 1-2 punch to knock out Rush Limpjaw and Sean Hannity on KOTA and the other South Dakota stations. God bless. Bye.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Let me again thank KBHB and Gary Matthews and Jennifer Gabriel. It's time now for me to say, may that good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.